WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Our atmosphere is made up of atoms and molecules that are constantly moving in random directions. In spite of their tiny size, they do exert a force when they strike a surface. What we observe is pressure. By themselves, each molecule is too small for us to feel, only exerting a little force. But if we sum the total force from a large number of molecules that strike a surface each moment, the total observed pressure can be considerable. Air pressure is increased or decreased in one of two ways. First, you can simply add molecules to a container, and the pressure will increase. A larger number of molecules in a container increases the number of molecular collisions with the container's boundary, which we observe as an increase in pressure. Now think about airing your tires. When you add air, the number of molecules increases, as well as the total number of collisions with the tire's inner boundary. The increase in collisions forces the tire to expand, and the pressure increases. The second way of increasing or decreasing air pressure is by adding or subtracting heat. Adding heat to our tire can transfer energy to air molecules, forcing them to move with higher speed, striking the container's boundary with more force, and this can be observed as also an increase in pressure. Now, molecules move in all directions, so in the atmosphere, air pressure can be exerted in all directions. The scientific unit of pressure is the Pascal, named after Blaise Pascal. 1 pascal equals 1/100 of a millibar. Meteorology has used the millibar for air pressure since 1929. When the change to scientific units occurred in the 1960s, many meteorologists preferred to keep using the magnitude they were used to and use a prefix hecto, abbreviated H, meaning 100. This means 1 hectopascal equals 100 pascals, which equals 1 millibar. 100,000 pascals equals 1,000 hectopascals, which equals 1,000 millibars. So even though the units we use in meteorology may be different, their numerical value remains the same. The standard pressure at sea level is 1,013.25 millibars, or 1,013.25 hectopascals. In our next episode of WeatherBrains 101, we'll continue our look at air pressure in our atmosphere.